You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and I've got back in the studio with me, Roger Foreman, Product Marketing Manager from Dell. Welcome, Roger.
Glad to be here.
So, Roger, you were recently on our sister program, Chip Chat, during the E5 launch, talking about Dell solutions, specifically around the use of Node Manager and Data Center Manager with Dell Server Solutions. And we've asked you back to talk about OpenManage Power Center. Why don't you remind the audience what you do at Dell and then how OpenManage Power Center fits into your product portfolio?
Dell terminology, being a product manager, I take requirements from the customers in the field. I assess the market opportunity. Is it something we can sell directly? Does it enhance the value of our servers, which is what these products do? And really, is there a business case to do it? And then write the requirements down and take it through the development and even the marketing after the fact, which is kind of what I'm doing today, talking about my product.
What is the primary purpose of OpenManage Power Center in terms of putting control of power utilization into the hands of IT?
Historically, we've focused very much on individual servers, driving the highest performance efficiency ratings, whether it's up to platinum, titanium these days in terms of efficiency. But as you roll that up and want to take a view across the data center and not only measure what you've got, but begin to do some actions of control, that's where Power Center comes into play, whether it's a rack that I wish to put a power cap on, or whether it's a policy that I want to invoke in response to an external event, such as a brownout that a power company called and said, I need a quarter of the watts back.
What is the typical power savings achieved with utilization of your solution?
There are various numbers, and I can point you to some white papers if you go out and look on the Dell Power and Cooling site that we'll talk about. You can cut back a little bit of the power of the processor, a little being 5 to 10%, and not significantly impact your application performance, but generally there's no free lunch. So really it becomes more a situation of how can I manage within an envelope that I've got. So Power Center allows me to put a budget cap on a rack, not just an individual server, and say, okay, dynamically then go adjust the power. So allocate based on a priority. Who external applications are the first three, some internal file and print, I don't care as much about the next one. So ultimately, you'll cap something, but if given that kind of a policy, you can cap applications that aren't as critical.
Can you just do a walkthrough of how Dell has achieved this solution in terms of integrating features like Node Manager from Intel with power management solutions from Dell?
Sure. Yeah, start at the outlet level. You go through, I spoke about the power supply, so we've got some of the most energy-efficient Energy Star power supplies efficiency there. Good story, but you can have some intelligence to that, and that's where the Node Manager piece comes along, that's the intelligence firmware that's running in the ME engine. Watching that CPU performance, can throttle that back, taking the readings off of the power supplies, actually implementing those caps. We externalize that then out of the Dell server in the iDRAC Enterprise 7. It's an optional feature. It's built into the higher-end servers, optional all the way down through the line, and that provides the user interface to that on a single server level. Rolling that up above that is OpenManage Power Center, which is part of the OpenManage family, and it just comes as included with your purchase of a server, and it then rolls that up into the rack row room level topology or even the logical groups that you want to do. So that builds that bigger picture from those little components.
Now, you guys recently completed a Intel Cloud Builders reference architecture. Can you tell us what that's all about and what was the process by which you got that done?
So we shipped three servers to the Intel lab and loaded them up with applications, put it into a real environment. The goal, couple-fold there, one was just let's document all the steps to make it work. So it's a pretty lengthy article at 34 pages, but it has all the steps necessary to get the Power Center configured, get the servers configured up and working on there, and then ran through some examples. So one of the first ones that came up was looking at the rack density. So one of the key things, building out cloud-level applications, you want to get as many servers as possible. So the example they took through there was, see, if you read the back of the faceplate, says this server takes so many watts. Well, they put it up, they ran their application on it, and realized, oh, didn't use that much, allowing me to add another server into the rack, achieving a good percentage, more density within the rack, given the power budget and space that they had.
Fantastic. And if people want to learn more about these solutions, where would they go?
Oh, simple. I got a vanity URL, real lucky. www.dell.com/powercenter, all one word, P-O-W-E-R-C-E-N-T-E-R. We'll get you the marketing materials as well as a link to the more technical info. So, of course, under white papers is the reference architecture out on Cloud Builders. We also have a site at Dell, a social media interactive wiki, DellTechCenter.com, and you'll have a pointer there as well. That has the multimedia stuff, a few more videos, how-tos, and a chance to ask questions, technical questions that I and others look at every day.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future.
My pleasure.